Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to ride good corners. Now, when riding a dressage test, many riders make the experience even more challenging by not using the arena properly. Now, in busy tests, when the movements come up thick and fast, every inch of space counts, so you can make the best use of the arena by riding the corners efficiently. So in this podcast episode, we're going to talk about just that. So firstly, why are corners important? Well, as we've discussed, making full use of the corners of the arena is essential, as by doing so effectively makes the arena bigger and gives you more valuable space. Now, riding deeper into the corners enables you to prepare your horse for the next movement, which is crucial in the higher level tests when the exercises come up thick and fast. Now, you can also use the corners to rebalance your horse by riding a half halt as you enter the corner. Now, that, combined with the inside bend that you'll need to ride the corner properly, helps to bring the horse's inside hind leg underneath him, therefore improving his balance and lifting his forehand. Now, riding corners correctly also helps to make your horse more supple to the bend. So now let's talk about the golden rule for riding corners. Now, the golden rule is that you should only ride the corner as deep as the smallest circle required for the level at which your horse is currently working. For example, if you are competing at British Dressage introductory level, the smallest circle that you'll be expected to perform is 20 metres. Therefore, the corners that you ride will be fairly shallow, no deeper than the arc of a 20 metre circle. Now, elementary horses are expected to negotiate 10 metre circles, so the corners that you ride in this instance will be correspondingly deeper. Now, this rule ensures that your horse stays relaxed and well within his comfort zone. He'll be able to maintain the correct rhythm as he moves through the corners without variance in tempo. He'll also be less likely to lose his balance and to fall onto his inside shoulder or onto his forehand, and he won't swing his quarters out in an attempt to evade the degree of bend that is beyond his capability. Now, there is a small exclusion to this rule, and that is if you are preparing to turn down the centre line or ride across the diagonal. Now, in which case, you may need to ride the corners fractionally deeper and break this golden rule just for a moment in order to set your horse up correctly and ride an accurate centre line or diagonal line. Okay, so now let's talk about how to actually ride a good corner. Now, the art of riding good corners is in the preparation. You must look and think ahead. Remember to balance your horse by using a half halt as you approach the corner, and make sure that you have the correct inside bend and keep your leg on to ride the horse's inside leg underneath him as he negotiates the corner. Now, ride forwards into and out of the corner and don't allow the impulsion to dwindle or the rhythm to become slower. Now, horses often struggle to maintain the correct bend as they move through the corners of the arena, so here are a few exercises that you can use to help improve this. So, exercise number one. So, begin in walk and ride your horse a couple of metres in from the track on the long side. And then just before you reach the last letter, leg yield into the deepest part of the corner where the long and short sides meet, and ask for a clear inside bend as you go. Now, as you begin the exercise, have your inside leg on the girth, your outside leg behind the girth to control the horse's quarters, and use an indirect inside rein so that you don't end up with too much neck bend. Then keep riding forwards and don't allow the horse to slow down as you negotiate the corner. Now, when your horse can perform this exercise confidently in walk, you can then ride in trot and canter. Now, use the same aids, but ride off the track a little sooner to allow you more time to push your horse right into the corner. Now, let's talk about exercise number two. So ride around the arena in working trot, but just before you get to the corner, ride a downward transition to walk, and then ride your horse deep into the corner. Now as you do so, visualise that your horse is bent almost at a right angle, with his forehand on the short side and his hindquarters on the long side, and then as you exit the corner, go back into trot again. Now when your horse is confident in trot, you can ride the exercise in canter. So canter down the long side, when you reach the corner, go down to trot, trot through the corner, and then back into canter again. Now the transition helps to engage and balance your horse and helps to break the habit of skimming around the corners rather than riding through them properly. And lastly, let's talk about exercise number 3. Now each corner of the arena is effectively a quarter of a circle. Now if your horse lacks bend through the corners, then ride him onto a circle of an appropriate size, centred at one of the corners of the arena. For example, if you're riding your corners as a quarter of a 10 metre circle, then ride a full 10 metre circle in the corner before continuing to go around the arena. Now maintain the bend on the circle and thus through the corner, and then move on to the next corner and repeat the exercise. Now you can ride the corners without the circle, but be sure to maintain the bend as you do so. Now this exercise is very useful for helping you to remember to ask the horse for the correct bend through the corners, which is something that many riders forget to do. So to wrap this episode up, you can maximise the arena space by making the best use of the corners. Now this makes riding the test much easier as it gives you more time to prepare between movements. And you'll also pick up more marks if the judge can see that you have your horse correctly bent and supple through the corners. Now remember, only ask your horse for the amount of supple bend that he is able to give you for his level of training, so that he can confidently negotiate the corners of the arena without losing rhythm, balance or relaxation. Now if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our training diaries, our books and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.